Human trafficking regulations have been dormant for 8 years, have been reviewed and laid before Parliament for consideration. The regulations are aimed at ensuring the effective implementation of the Human Trafficking Act, which seeks to prevent and punish persons involved in human trafficking. The Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Oyelitha, disclosed this in Accra at the opening of a 3-day training workshop for police personnel on child labour and human trafficking. Mrs. Oyelitha also noted that a secretariat has been set up to facilitate work on human trafficking. Yvonne Atelegu filed this report.
The issue of child labor and human trafficking has over the years had detrimental effects on the education, health and other rights of children. It has also increased illiteracy rates, poverty and retards national development. Mrs. Oyelitha said, with the trend that human trafficking and child labor issues are on the increase, it is welcome news that the Ghana Police Service is training its personnel to deal with the issue. She called on Parliament to speed up the process of reviewing human trafficking regulations for early passage into law.
The human trafficking regulations have been finalized. The Human Trafficking Act was promulgated in 2005, and 8 years later, the Ministry has finalized the regulations, and it has also been laid before Parliament for consideration. We also have a human trafficking secretariat that will facilitate and ensure that the act together with the regulations are implemented.
The sector minister also mentioned some provisions of the human trafficking regulations.
We have included a clause on human trafficking training in all curricula of security services for that to be included. And then we have also proposed higher sentencing for a parent who facilitates the re-trafficking of a child. The punishment is more serious and a higher sentence has been proposed.
The Director General of Police CID, Prosper Agblo, mentioned some successes chalked so far in combating child labor and human trafficking.
From 2008 to date, the unit has dealt with 98 cases across the country. As a result, a total of 433 victims have been rescued. These include 293 children. All the victims have been reunited with their families, and I am optimistic that the anti-human trafficking unit will continue to execute its mandate with zeal and professionalism, since child labor and human trafficking issues are very vital to the development of the Ghanaian economy.
The 3-day workshop is aimed at better improving expertise of the police personnel in dealing with child labor and human trafficking in the country.
Yvonne Atilego reporting.